So what do you do, George?
Right now I'm unemployed.
No, I mean, like, what is your... Okay, yeah. So let's work on your brand. So that is never part of your brand. You, no matter what it is you're a professional at, you are still a professional at that, regardless of whether someone's paying you to do it in the moment. Love what you're saying, because I do agree that not everybody's a great interviewer. And a lot of people don't do interviewing for a living. They have a line job. And so you come in, and I think you as the candidate, this is where that preparation comes in. You need to be prepared with what you're going to leave on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You can't count on them to ask you the questions you want them to ask you.
Oh, that's correct. You're absolutely right, Dom, because there are lots of people that cannot interview.
Hiring is inherently biased, and you know, one of the things you can do as a candidate is not blindly follow these steps, but really pick up the phone, call, ask a question, connect with a human, do a search on LinkedIn. Oftentimes you can find pretty easily the hiring manager or somebody to talk to. I mean, we have the technology. They're using it to hire you. Use it to find the people that you can actually connect with on a human level and ask the questions so that you do stand out and you do get beyond some of the bias that is inherent in the system. But as a candidate, you should feel empowered to move forward and ask your questions.